B'tachin for Life, Shir 391, Tuesday, Parshas Chukas. We are explaining the Pasuk, Hashem Tzvokos, Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach. Fortunate is a person that only relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on nothing else. And the truth is, we should add to this discussion a very powerful statement that the Michtav Meleyahu makes in his Chelek Aleph, page 181. And the Michtav Meleyahu is discussing the concept of Nes and the concept of Teva. And he says in Ois Dalid an amazing thing. He says that a person should realize that the more hishtadlus you do, the more actions you do, meaning if you do more than you're supposed to, like we already elaborated on, how a person should know how much hishtadlus he should be doing. But if a person does what we call excess hishtadlus, the Michtav Meleyahu says, not only are you not benefiting yourself, but chas v'shalom, you are hurting yourself. And he explains, because the purpose of this world is to bring kvod shamayim. Like the pasuk says, kol hanikra b'shmi ulechvodi barasiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I created this world to bring kavod, to reveal the kavod of Hashem. And therefore, let's look at this objectively. If a person does minimal, basic hishtadlus, and he has bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's matzliach, so then kvod shamayim can come from him. We see that even though he only does what's considered basic hishtadlus, which is normal, he will still see bracha, he will still see hatzlacha, that can bring kvod shamayim. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in control. But if a person does excess hishtadlus, and really because he's doing so much hishtadlus, he's covering over, so to speak, kvod shamayim. He worked so hard, he put so much effort into it, it is very difficult to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in bringing him the Yeshua. So basically, if the Yeshua comes, there will be very minimal kvod shamayim that will come out of it. Says the Michtav Meleyahu, when a person does excess hishtadlus, and therefore he's covering over the hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, and he's demonstrating as if I am the one that does it, chas v'shalom, that can be the cause that it shouldn't be matzliach. Because if the purpose in this world is to bring kvod shamayim, and what you're doing is bringing the opposite, what you're doing is showing that I have to work hard, and my work is what produces what I need, what produces my parnasa, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will say, okay, I want to bring kvod shamayim. I'm going to have to make this person not be matzliach, so then people won't think that too much hishtadlus brings you a Yeshua. And the truth is, we must mention that many people do excess hishtadlus, and they do see hatzlacha. Like we explained, even when a person does excess hishtadlus, he might still see hatzlacha in order to create a test for others that also might think that hishtadlus brings parnasa. So sometimes it will seem like that. But ultimately, the Michtav Meleyahu says, it is not a long-term hatzlacha. Long-term hatzlacha can only come from emunah and bitachon. Of course we do hishtadlus, but with a serious injection of emunah and bitachon. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue this discussion.